All right, and you are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird Radio. Health is the name of the program. I'll tell you quickly what I played in the last set. I last played a band called Ship Shapes. They are from Ottawa. Shuffle and Soldier's the name of the album. I played a song called I Am a Child. They are on something, a record label called CapitalPunishmentRecordings.com, and that label put out some stuff by the Doers and some things by the Kettle Black, which is was a Vancouver act that moved out east before Ship Shapes. I played some Torngat, the name of the song I'm not even going to try to pronounce. It's some kind of French word. School after, I don't know. Anyways, I'm trying to translate it, and that's not even good for me. The album is called La Petite Nicole. Before Torngat, I played some The Public Library. It Always Knows Around Here is the name of the album. A Haunted Typewriter is the name of the song. Search Party was before that. Nowhere is the name of the song. And I started the set with a band from Guelph, Green Go. Put Your Specs On, Boy, is the name of the song. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Health. So we have live bands in studio. I'm very excited for this band. They sounded great from what I can hear from soundtrack, and I've seen them a few times, and they've always been really wonderful. Live in studio with us right now, we have Golden Touch.
Yeah, I know, maybe it'd be a little too loud.
Maybe quiet for a second? Nick! Sorry, I thought she was saying, like, telling us to go.
She is.
What?
Vampire? Yeah.
Hey!
Girl in Touch live on CITR. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much for having us.
Awesome, yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming out. Can you guys quickly introduce yourself to the people who can't see you out there on Radioland, or in Radioland, one of those?
I'm Sasha. I play drums and sing.
I'm Cam, and I play guitar and sometimes sing.
I'm Nick. I play bass, and I never sing.
And you are Golden Touch. Tell me a bit about how this came to be, this project, this band.
Well, it's sort of... Actually, it was pretty much because me and Sasha both really liked Bikini Kill. And, we got together with one of our friends one time and just jammed in Sasha's basement, which is sort of like a fun thing.
Yeah.
And then a couple months later, we were like, hey, why don't we try doing that again, but just the two of us? Because in that time, Sasha had learned how to play drums, so... a little bit better, and yeah, things just kind of took off from there. We started off as a two-piece, and we were playing like really, really simple songs,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of expanded since then. But
how long ago was that?
That was like,
I guess,
December,
about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, December, yeah. Or January, like 2007, 2008.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did it become more than two-piece then?
kind of like wanting to expand, I guess. Also, like, I kind of became good friends with Nick in that time, and I really wanted to, you know, be in a band with him in some capacity, so
right.
This seemed like the best thing to do.
Sweet, sweet. And you've been in bands before, right?
Yeah. I was actually on the show a year and a half ago with Cheerleader Camp.
Cheerleader Camp.
Yeah.
And what about the rest of the band?
I was also briefly in Cheerleader Camp.
Oh, yeah.
And I also play with Garland and Yarn.
Nice.
And... Nick, you were in some bands, too.
I was in a couple that played, like, a couple shows each, yeah.
Right.
And I was never in Cheerleader Camp, so...
And how does this band differ from the other ones so far? It's been very similar.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't so happy in the other
one? No. This one's good. This is like, a good working relationship I have going on with these two, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been a year and a half. And you guys have been playing Tantra Show recently, or have you been pretty busy?
What was the last show we played, Cam?
We played at Funky Winkerbeans last Wednesday. That was weird.
Before that, we played, I think the last show before that was at Kit's Pool.
Oh, yeah. We played at the showboat with Search Parties. That was an amazing show.
Yeah, we kind of all like crammed into this tiny little room, and...
Yeah, there's
it was
like, it was just like a bunch of teenage kids jumping around,
right.
Going nuts. It was like, it was insane. It was it was really fun.
Yeah, Search Party talked about that before it happened. So
yeah.
Was it just crammed in a little room?
It's, yeah, the
room.
Thing is, we were going to use the stage there, and it was soaking wet, like raining outside.
Oh, yeah.
And someone decided that it would be a good idea not to lock like the backstage room behind the stage.
Okay.
So we crammed the PA and all the gear in there,
oh,
and all
sweet.
These kids.
Oh, very nice. How big is the room? Is it bigger than the lounge?
There was like 50 people in there, and it was packed to the brim. Like,
so it was you guys, Search Parties, and Beeline.
Beeline's actually didn't end up showing up.
Beeline's didn't show up, and Dead Ghosts were supposed to play, but they decided to play a house party instead.
I was pretty worried because I was helping promote it, and then two of the bands that said they were going to play decided that they weren't because everything was just really flaky about it, and we were worrying that the show might not even happen.
Oh, right.
But then... basically, it was just kind of ended up being kind of so crazy that after the two bands played, I think everyone was kind of exhausted. And about 10 minutes after the bands that played were going to play, after everything was all over, the cops showed up. So really, it worked out just perfectly.
Yeah.
And
they were nice, though. They were really nice, actually.
What happened? Did you say?
They just told us to clean everything up and get out of there.
Yeah.
They weren't even mad. They were just...
So would you guys do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
In a heartbeat.
Huge, like, lock on the door now. So
yeah. It's like we can't do it there anymore. But
you can still do it. The stage isn't locked, though, right?
No. But that's
but the stage was full of rain that day.
Oh,
that was the problem.
Yeah. That's also a little more, like, it's kind of risky because it's out in the open. There's a bunch of apartments
right
by there, so. But, I mean, like, illegal shows in random places are really fun. We've played other ones with Search Parties before, so.
Yeah. The Bank Machine ones were really fun.
Search
Party did.
Me and Nick played that one. Did an acoustic set.
Oh.
We also played outside General Gordon Elementary once.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
It's in Kits.
Oh, yeah?
It was great, too. No one showed up and complained about the noise. It was really good. We played in the snow.
So just outside in the, like, in the front.
Yeah, there was,
door.
Like, an undercover, like, ball hockey area that we played in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really, that was a good show.
So who's going out and hunting out all these areas to play?
Harlan from Search Parties. Oh, yeah. That guy is the most determined person I know.
He's just randomly taking the bus back and forth just to look around.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that guy's just always on the hunt to find new places to play with his band and just constantly doing things with his band.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and so we are here live with Golden Touch, and you guys got more songs to play. We'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.
Oh, the best.
and my guitar came unplugged. Ah. Found the problem.
Golden Touch, live on CITR. So you're also mentioning, just going back to shows, Funky Rinker Beans?
Yes.
That, which is the crazy, well, I wouldn't say crazy, it's the bar that everybody go by on the way to, I guess, Hastings and Carroll and that area. How, so it's on a Wednesday night?
Yeah, what night do we play on? Wednesday. A Wednesday?
Yeah, they started like booking shows there. They're trying to book shows there on a regular basis now, just because there's not as many venues to play at anymore.
Right. I've actually never. I don't even know if I've ever been into the bar, but how did it end up? Is it just a lot of regulars there?
Or? No, just a lot of no one.
Yeah,
it was kind of dead. I mean, that's probably because it was a Wednesday. There was like a couple regulars that stuck around for a while, but. Well, once the band started playing, they kind of vacated.
There's like another show going on that day, right?
Yeah, there was another show at the Astoria that night that we didn't stand a chance to compete with. So,
all right. How's the sound? How did that work?
It was we had problems, but that had nothing to do with the venue. It was mostly the equipment. Like, I wouldn't recommend against playing there. Like, it's another venue, right? You can't really go wrong. I mean,
yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. Did they have a sound person or the person that?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did have a sound person. I think we just need to. I think the shows just there just need to be better promoted. And I think once there's more shows there, people will kind of get used to the fact that there's shows happening there, and then turnouts will be better.
Right, right, right. What's the oddest thing about playing there? Is there something crazy? You know, that's strictly different about playing at that pub versus anywhere else?
Playing at a pub compared to other places? Yeah. I don't know. I find the crowd... Like, personally, I like playing these kind of random shows where most of the audience are kids still in high school. Because they definitely have no reservations about just getting into the music. They aren't... Sometimes at pubs, it seems like the crowds are a little bit more stiff and a little bit more reserved, trying to keep their hair in place, as it were.
As opposed to playing just at pool parties and pool rooms and such like that. Okay. Okay, so influences, you guys said Bikini Kill, obviously that's one of them.
Yeah, Bikini Kill was like at the beginning. That was like me and Sasha just loved.
That band was around when, you know, I was young.
Yeah, we definitely aren't really, I wouldn't say we're influenced them particularly anymore. But
Not anymore, but like that was what got us going.
Right.
Like that was something we were really into at the time.
Yeah. How did you get into that?
You know, I don't know. I just thought it was really cool. I'm just really into empowerment of any kind.
Yeah.
So when I heard that, I was just like, you know, really like it really grabbed me. I just thought it was really cool that it was just this like really like tough, like I don't care about anyone else attitude. Like I'm going to speak my mind.
Because I don't know how old you guys are, but they're way before your time.
Oh, right? Definitely. No.
Okay, they were like my time.
No, we're only 19 and 18, so
Right.
So I only listen to music that was around before now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you like the 90s or you? Mean
90s and 80s. Yeah.
90s and 80s.
That's pretty much all I listen to.
What kind of stuff do you like right now?
I don't know. Actually, right now I've been listening to a lot of like older emo bands, like Rites of Spring and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been listening to a lot of that right now. But like, I guess the only constant for me is like Black Flag. It's like,
oh yeah.
That's just it.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What about the rest of the band?
Right now I'm really listening to a lot of surf rock.
Oh yeah.
I really want that to influence our band more.
yeah. We could.
I'm
do
also
that.
Listening a lot to the Sonics. I really like the Sonics a lot right now. And yeah.
My favorite band's pretty much Husker Du. That's right.
And is there a certain direction this band is going to go? Is this pretty much still...
Completely open. And that's the way we want it. We're
sort of talking about releasing something because we haven't released anything
yet. Yeah, we've never released anything. And it's been like a year and a half, so we kind of want to get on that. We're currently saving up money from shows in the hopes that we get enough to... like put out a 7-inch,
or buy a PA is the other thing.
Yeah,
a
PA.
So that we can have house shows or shows wherever we want, and don't have to rent PAs.
Don't have to rent it out. Yeah, that's key. And can you talk a bit about? So how did you guys write a song? Like, would you guys meet up and what's?
It really varies. Like
typically, like I guess just one of us will come up with some little riff or something, and then we'll bring it to a practice, and then we'll elaborate on it, and we'll kind of each give feedback on what we like and what we don't like. It usually works, like, definitely shockingly well compared to other experiences I've been in.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, I've never had that experience either, where I can just get together with people and then all of a sudden we just have a song. Like, it just kind of happens. It's really weird.
Yeah. Is that process pretty serious? Are you guys pretty serious, or is it more like?
Oh yeah, no. Like we,
just,
I
just song done.
Yeah, no. This is not a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could be fun, though.
Oh, no. I have fun with it, but this is my fashion.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Golden Touch live on CITR. You got more songs for us, and we'll come back and talk a bit more.
Thank you.
Golden Touch, live on CITR. Your website is...
www.myspace.com/goldentouching.
Golden Touching.
All touching, right. Yes.
I didn't look, but what site is the regular slash Golden Touch?
Hmm? I think it's some rapper or something.
Oh, yeah?
There's actually... I mean, unfortunately, Golden Touch is not as a creative name.
Actually, I think Golden Touch might have been like a personal profile.
Oh, maybe. But there are about at least probably 10 rappers named Golden Touch on MySpace.
Like, it's kind of funny if you're ever starting like a new band and you want to make a MySpace, you type in like the name to the search engine.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, like the most people who have it are rappers, and it makes you realize there's so many rappers on MySpace, more than any genre of music. There's just like rappers, and it's dudes with like 5 plays, but they have like 10 songs. It's amazing.
Right. And are these actually, you know, these are probably just guys in the basement rapping themselves.
I know, and it's kind of crappy. It's like, it kind of makes me think. I was like, what would happen if I wanted to rap? There would be no support. Like,
luckily, I think we're slowly winning on the play count, so that means we come up on the top of the search.
Yeah, we come up first. I'm surprised not many people had the name. Like, we're not that like MySpace popular, but we're at the top of the list. So
why did you choose the name? Is there a reason?
Cam came up with it.
Yeah, well, like, okay. when we first started the band, we were into like Bikini Kill, and like they have songs that are kind of like sexual and kind of like a really upfront way, right?
Okay.
And at first, we thought that was kind of like a fun idea to go with.
Yeah.
So we wanted a name that had maybe like semi sleazy implications. So we thought Golden Touch had like, you know, it was a nice name, but we thought there was like, you know, you could take that to mean whatever you wanted it to.
We only kind of clued in later the whole Greek mythology Midas thing.
Right. Yeah.
Which now I...
So that is
which
meaning.
Is a lot more intelligent reasoning, perhaps.
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess you could say it is just a name. I like the name a lot, though. I think it has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it's good. And like I said, there's like a couple many, many meanings now that you can explain in different ways, depending on the song, depending on your mood.
Certainly.
Yeah. You guys are playing a show, according to your MySpace page, on May 22nd at Pets Pub.
Yeah. Pets Pub with Pompoir. They've been on tour for the past little while. I think they just got back into town, but yeah. I guess, I don't know if that's their like tour homecoming show, but yeah, we're playing with them and some band called The Brown Jenkin, who I've never heard, but I hear good things about, so.
Oh yeah? What kind of good things? What do you know anything about?
Yeah, I was told they're kind of like a sludgy, like Sabbath-y sort of band.
Oh yeah?
So... That should be interesting. I don't know. I'm always up for playing with bands that don't sound like us. So.
Oh, very good.
Then, actually, after that, I'm still trying to get it going, but we're supposed to be playing a show with this band from Texas called Orange Cokes.
Okay.
They're like this really rad, kind of noisy band. They're like, it's just drums, saxophone, and vocals.
Drums, saxophone. Oh, really?
It's really cool. But yeah, they're like on tour. They're supposed to be coming through here. We were going to play at Little Mountain, but Little Mountain kind of got shut down as far as shows go recently. So I don't know. I don't know where we're going to do it.
So they call the Orange Cokes?
Orange Cokes. Like COAX. Like Cokes, yeah.
And how do you find out about them?
They just contacted me over the internet. They're like, yeah, we're coming through town. We really want to play with you guys.
So they're still going to be here? You just have to
They're going to be here. I'm not sure about venues. Maybe the Elf House, but that's a big maybe right now.
Right. Yeah. What do you think about just Vancouver right now, with just how hard it is to get anything going?
It's kind of upsetting. At the same time, I mean, it's kind of Yeah. I mean, it's definitely upsetting. I think people might be pissed off if I said it's kind of fun, but I think it is kind of fun because then, you know, when there's when there's constantly new venues, there's constantly new crowds and sort of constantly new things to be inspired with. And particularly, I mean, we kind of talked a little bit earlier about how much I personally love doing these kind of really kind of spontaneous shows at these sort of non-venues, right, like the back of the Kits Showboat or at an elementary school. So personally, I'd like to play more of those, but that's just me, and definitely that's not everyone's kind of style. So,
Forces bands to be more creative.
And like Sasha said, it's always good to get, like, I think the lack of venues and kind of that going on is also getting, like, it's getting more coverage for the music scene, and more people are coming out to shows than ever before when there are shows.
Yeah, and surprisingly, I think the sort of more struggle there are for venues, sometimes that actually increases community rather than decreases it.
Yeah,
because when everyone's sort of, like, in complaining together, it kind of brings people together, and everyone kind of wants to come together and find a place for shows to happen.
Yeah, exactly. As bad as it is, there are some positives that, like, I'm starting to notice. So, I mean, it's
awesome. Golden Touch live on CITR, and got more music for us. Golden Touch, whew, live on CITR. Is that the last song?
Or yeah, did
you guys go? Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much for
thank
for
you. Yeah,
coming
thanks
out.
Again for having us. This was great.
I hope you a great time. And we look forward to some sort of recording CD coming out, maybe.
Soon, we promise.
You promise?
To ourselves, at least.
Yeah, to yourself. What about... What about just putting it out on like a CDR or something like that?
Oh, 7-inch.
Oh, seven. You want 7-inch?
Yep. Vinyl till I die.
I personally don't care either way.
Vinyl till I die.
On vinyl.
Yeah. No, it's cool to have it on vinyl.
Yeah, I just like the big artwork. It's really pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I like holding the black thing in my hand, putting the needle down.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah. And for whatever reason, it works a lot better at parties because people rather play...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like about the 7-inch. It's like, oh, you put on one song, put on the next record, right?
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly. Totally awesome. It's super awesome. Anything else you want to mention? Who are these people that are with you tonight?
Oh, that's my friend Charles and my friend Liz. I go to school with them. They just came to hang out, and Charles took some pictures of us.
That's my boyfriend, Mike.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, you got a good crowd clapping. Thanks for the clapping and such. It's always makes it sound more lively. You have been listening to Golden Touch live on CITR. The website is myspace.com/goldentouching.
Yep.
It's kind of funny. I'm gonna pop in the city until 11 o'clock, and then that is that. Thanks so much for coming out. I would like to thank
Thanks
Irene
for having us again.
For doing sound.
Yeah. I just want to say thanks to the sound person. I didn't catch her name.
Irene,
I feel like a jerk.
Irene. She's always awesome. Irene. And I don't know. I don't like ending these things, but it's all good. We'll get you back. We'll get you back in a couple years or a year or two.
Yeah.
When your CD come out.
If we can
When your seven inch
drops. We can pencil it in.
This is a band that I played a bit before from Guelph, Green Go.
set me free.